Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024, and now here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. The growing push to ban TikTok in the US has raised questions about how travel brands would market themselves without the popular app. Global tourism reporter DeWitt Hobbs-Merriam writes, several state tourism offices have already directed more resources toward Instagram and YouTube. Hobbs-Merriam notes, Visit Utah has increased its investment in Instagram Reels after Utah's governor banned state government agencies from using TikTok in 2022. Caitlin Svedson, an executive at Travel South Dakota, said the state took a similar approach after South Dakota enacted its own state government ban on TikTok that year. Svedson said the agency has had success reaching audiences on platforms such as Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. Next, business travel could make a full recovery from the pandemic in 2024, writes contributor Justin Bachman. Business travel is expected to hit 95% of 2019 levels this year, according to the U.S. Travel Association. However, some major corporations could send more staff on the road if the U.S. economy achieves a so-called soft landing, which would see inflation slowing and interest rates easing. Executives from both Alaska Airlines and Delta Airlines said at a recent investor conference they're seeing business traffic increase. Finally, Middle East reporter Josh Corder profiles the new Ritz-Carlton Reserve in Saudi Arabia, which is set to be the Middle East's most expensive hotel. A night at the new Ritz-Carlton Reserve, which opens for bookings on May 26, will set guests back roughly $3,400. The property, known as Nujuma, will be home to 63 villas. Nujuma is slated to include a spa, swimming pools, and a retail area, among other features. Nujuma is located in a coastal tourism project called the Red Sea, which will eventually house 50 hotels. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.